The healthcare detective Frank Lalle has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lalle is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. I say this all the time. That must mean he knows what he's doing. Right, Frank?
When I do my homework, and I always do my homework for you, Jill.
That's what you say. You say, when I report, I know. So you report and I'll decide.
I do my research. I report. So I want to tell you the story today about little Emily Whitehead. You may remember her name. It's pretty famous. She was 7 years old. She had a terrible cancer, and she essentially had just weeks to live. She had something called acute lymphoblastic leukemia. That's ALL. And it was raging. It was raging out of control. Standard chemotherapy, anything else the doctors could think of, no longer working. Her parents, Kara and Tom, were out of options, so they took a risk. They put little Emily in a highly experimental clinical trial at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And the doctors there harvested her T cells. It's just a transfusion, essentially. And they took out the T cells. We all have them. They're white blood cells, but they're special disease fighters, strong as we have. So they took those T cells to the lab, where they were re-engineered by researchers to kill her specific mutation, a protein called CD19. That's the one that was growing out of control. So that's like science fiction, but it's real, okay? That treatment, that's called CAR T immunotherapy. And in Emily's case, and remember, this is back a while, in Emily's case, it nearly killed her. But it didn't. 3 weeks later, she was in complete remission. No cancer, all gone. Now, that was back in April of 2012. That's 7 years ago. Emily's now a very healthy 14-year-old young woman. She's terrific, active, smart. She's healthy and fine. And her immunotherapy plus another treatment are now FDA approved. And doctors are saying that immunotherapy, that's our path to curing cancer. It's going to be far more effective than radiology or chemotherapy. Now, Jill, you know, this is a very personal story for me because I have a blood cancer called multiple myeloma, and I got a T-cell therapy, this immunotherapy, it's right across the street from the Children's Hospital down in Philadelphia. There's the Perelman Center for Advanced Medicine, part of the University of Pennsylvania. And I got this immunotherapy 2 years ago, and I am in complete remission. I do not have cancer. So, in fact, I'm heading down there next week for my regular checkup, feeling fine and feeling optimistic. So with all this progress and promise for immunotherapy, it's deeply frustrating to me to watch the Trump administration slow walking efforts to advance immunotherapy. So, and that's here in the United States, and it has ripples all across the world. So CMS, that's the Centers for Medicare Services, just issued final rules for Medicare coverage for the costs of immunotherapy for childhood leukemia, the kind of cancer that Emily had, and adult lymphoma. So, Jill, okay, I got some good news here, but you know that I'm going to report the drawbacks as well. Now, when the preliminary reports came out, that was back in April, you may recall we talked about the preliminary reports at that time.
You didn't, it wasn't
time.
Enough.
Yeah, it wasn't. It didn't go far
cutting,
enough.
Cutting to the chase. And so so my question to you is going to be, and does this or is there a – As with most things, my favorite, the proof's in the pudding. You know, in the execution is that's where you typically find the sting.
Yeah, the bottom line. So here, the bottom line is there's some good news and there are many drawbacks still, unfortunately. So here's the good news. I mean, back in April, the preliminary idea from CMS was that they would cover 50% of the treatment, the cost of the treatment, 50. Well, they said the hospital just screamed about that. And they said, CMS says, okay, we'll cover 65%. That's the final bid. That's it, 65%. That still leaves the hospitals with tens of thousands of dollars of losses that will surely continue to discourage many hospitals from doing CAR T treatment. That means patients with cancer who would benefit from this treatment are not going to find hospitals willing to do it because they lose money and they lose tens of thousands of dollars on it. Now, there's a root cause here, and we've got to face that root cause, and this administration has to face it. The drug makers, this is a miracle stuff, okay, these drugs, but the drug makers are charging exorbitant amounts for the treatment. That's why hospitals wanted CMS to pay for 100% of it. Then they said, okay, all right, cover 80% of it. All right, CMS says, nope, 65%, take it or leave it, that's it. Now, listen to these numbers, Joe. Gilead Sciences gets $373,000 for its CAR T for a large B cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. $373,000. And Novartis, that's the same company, by the way, that has the CAR T treatment for my multiple myeloma. Novartis demands $475,000 for its treatment for childhood leukemia.
Is that one treatment?
$75,000.
Is that one treatment?
Well, that's one treatment. Yes, indeed. Yes. It works or it doesn't. It's one treatment, but still $475,000 for one patient.
It's beyond that. That's what I was asking. And it's just, you know, I'm sorry to digress, but it reminds me a little bit about politics. You know, how much money? It's way too much money is what I'm trying to say. And
it's way too much. And politics is exactly where I'm going, because with $475,000 now from Novartis, right? Meanwhile, Japan's Ministry of Health just negotiated with Novartis, and they got Novartis to accept $305,000 for ALL, childhood leukemia. That's $200,000 less. So United States, by law, okay, and this is a law that Republicans insist on having. By law, CMS cannot negotiate directly with drug makers. Now, all across the world, other governments negotiate directly with these drug makers, and they get big discounts. That's a law that's got to change. It's just insane. That makes no sense whatsoever. Now, in addition, CMS is only investing $100 million in this program. So that's about enough to cover 400 Medicare patients. CMS should be allowing the doctors to decide who gets treated. That would allow people who are earlier in the disease to get their treatment. Under the CMS rules, you have to be awfully, awfully sick. You got to relapse. So, you know, instead of 400 patients, if the doctors were deciding, they could easily 4,000 patients would be eligible. In Japan, that country is now half the size of the United States. They're covering 20% more than the United States, than we are here in the United States. And remember, Jill, this is the administration that just handed out $1 trillion in tax cuts, largely to the rich, and yet we're counting pennies when it comes to curing cancer. Sorry to be so frustrated about this, but it means so much to any cancer patient in the world. Well, certainly in the United States.
But Frank, even if you weren't, let's just say it's entirely appropriate for it to be personal. But it's also, look how much money is being spent in politically. I mean, it's every day. Every day, like, here, send this, donate this, donate this. It should be far more important to help people who need it than to run around raising money so they can talk about how people aren't getting the help they needed.
Right.
Even a fraction of that were devoted to, forget tax cuts, were devoted to paying for this stuff, medical, the medicine, the the pharmaceuticals, yes. it would be more helpful and less specious. But basically, the frustration on top of the frustration is that you're supposed to sit around going like, oh yeah, it's totally fine that one drug company can be paid that much. Like, it's okay. It's absurd.
Yeah. Well, Big Pharma has a lot of political clout. They're big donators. They've got a lot of lobbyists.
Right.
Look, at the very least, CMS should only pay when the drugs work. Okay. That could be a rule. Now, the drugs work 50 to 80% of the time, depending on circumstances, 50 to 80% of the time. Okay, so if it only works 50% of the time, that's going to be a 50% discount, 80%, 20% discount. That's something. It's a step in the right direction. Now, I'm a cynic, okay? I think the drug companies would try to boost the amount of money they get to make up for the shortfall. But that's where CMS would step in and stop it, okay? I mean, this Trump administration makes a lot of noise about cutting the costs of drugs. They're going to stand up to Big Pharma. It's a lot of talk. A rule like that would force CMS and this administration to stand up to Big Pharma and actually get discounts. And that's without changing the law, allowing us to directly negotiate with Big Pharma. Okay. But, Jill, look, there's a bright side here. CMS has decided that it will pay for off-label uses, not just the uses approved by the FDA, very strict, narrow uses. They've had some results with these drugs in related cancers, and CMS is going to say, okay, in appropriate cases like that, we will cover the cost. So that's going to help research. That's going to save some lives. CMS, you made a good decision there. Thank you. Also, CMS will cover treatments in sophisticated clinics, not just hospitals. That's another very good decision. That means there'll be more places around the country where people can go and get this treatment. Now, it takes a month, okay? So there's travel costs involved. So if you can get that treatment closer to home, that's good. Because the travel costs really add up. You go in, you get this transfusion, goes into the lab, you've got to come back 2 weeks later, then you're an outpatient while you wait for this medicine to kick in and cause a fever, then you go back into the hospital again, you're there for a couple of weeks before you're finally released. So if you can get that treatment closer to home, that saves a good amount of money. But here's a bottom line, Jill, on this stuff, and my good friend Seema Verma, who runs CMS in this administration. I've watched her for a while. I've talked about her for a while. She continues to penny pinch, not just on cancer, not just that. She penny pinches everywhere. For example, under a lot of pressure, CMS just decided, okay, that it's going to increase the amount of money it pays to rural hospitals. Hooray, good decision, okay? Much needed because, and this has been over a number of years now, we're losing about one rural hospital a month. Rural hospital each month closes down. So we lose one a month. Here's how she's doing it. She's boosting her overall, instead of boosting her overall hospital budget, right? She's reducing what she's paying to all hospitals. So essentially, she's penalizing most hospitals across this country to help the rural hospitals. That means she's jeopardizing the care for most patients in most hospitals because she's cutting their budgets to help the rural hospitals. That makes no sense to me. You know, that just makes no sense. She just increase the hospital budget, give the rural hospitals more money so that they can stay open, okay? And don't penalize other hospitals all across the country to do that. That makes no sense, Jill. Sorry to be so frustrated, but
true. And and people need to be aware. So I'm going to say thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. And look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold.